Time for Tech Tuesday, and we're joined by Daniel Watson from Vertec IT Services. Kia ora, Daniel.
Hey, hey. How's everything?
Good. Actually, last time we tried to get a hold of you, you disappeared off the face of the earth, which is pretty unusual for a tech guy. Usually we can find some sort of digital footprint.
Yes, yes. And my apologies for that, because it completely slipped my mind. I did have an intention of reaching and getting in touch from the ship, because I was off on the Spirit of New Zealand, the ship that's run by the Spirit of Adventure Trust.
Wow.
And I was possibly on Tuesday somewhere near the hole in the rock near Cape Brett.
Oh, how cool. Man, you're living the dream of a lot of people. What made you do it? And you know, how did you end up on that boat, ship?
I volunteered as a watch assistant on there, which means I look after 10 of the teenagers who are between 16 and 18 on the ship, looking after their pastoral concerns and making sure that they don't do anything like running their fingers through the blocks, or just basically keeping them safe and make sure they're clipped into the rigging, all that kind of stuff. And we help facilitate the program and make sure they get the best out of their time investment there.
So, awesome. And did you manage to keep a clean sheet? Didn't lose any overboard or anything like that?
No. And it was, if people recall the weather last week, it was the roughest I've experienced it on the Spirit. Strangely, it did not increase the number of seasick people, but it was impressively rough with 3.5 meter swells at one point, and 25, 30 knot gusts coming through. And it did test them. It was great though. Lots of smiles, even though.
Right. Yeah, I was in Northland over that weekend, and it was pretty brisk easterlies. I didn't want to be anywhere near on the sea.
Mm, yeah, water temperature 15 degrees Celsius. They had a neat little gadget they've got on board that every day the trainees drop it into the ocean, and it measures the temperature and the pressure every 5 seconds, pulls up, and then it shoots off to a satellite. And then about 15 minutes later, the ship gets an email in that gives them the precise readings.
Cool.
So it's just one of those little things that they do on the ship to help gather data for various organizations. Yeah, that was probably the best thing about being on board that ship is the actual disconnection. The reason why I wasn't thinking of, Tech Tuesday tips, is because I was completely absorbed in what we were doing and very engaged with the program that they put on.
Yeah, presumably no devices policy on that ship.
They do. There's actually they're running a campaign currently, right? Every voyage, they take the cell phones, the MP3 players or iPods away from the kids. They discourage even books and magazines, right? Anything that's going to take them away from engaging with the other 39 kids that are around them, right? Because that's where the real juice comes from in these youth development voyages.
Totally. And I would add, not that I'm an expert, but I've got an interview coming up where my expert decries the disappearance of solitude and the value of solitude. Same sort of thing, right? If you lie down in your bunk bed and you've got a magazine, it's a bit different from lying there with your own thoughts and having some time with yourself.
Oh, yeah, I can totally attest to that. Having done Outward Bound and spent 3 days on solo, can be quite enormously confronting. Even on the ship, it's a 10-day voyage, but by day seven, there's usually a scheduled half a day of just quiet time. Because frankly, you just need some downtime, because it's very intensely social and there's not very much personal space aboard the ship, because the trainee accommodation is bunked three high. So, you know, there are introverts and there's plenty of extroverts. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs some their own little slack time where they can just be with themselves, either have a bit of a moyen or a bit of a think and write in their journal. And it's good to afford that to people.
And so the Trust is thinking about how you might apply some of those principles to everyday life.
Absolutely. They're currently running a Ditch the Device campaign. So kind of expanding it outwards from the ship and the Trust to everybody. They're putting out the challenge there to actually, you know, maybe give up something like your phone, or it might not be your phone. It could be your TV or your iPod addiction or whatever it is, and just spend a bit more time engaging with the people around you. So there are teams where you can donate money to it on ditchthedevice.org.nz and give it a go yourself, right? Because it's kind of snuck up on us with the mobile devices, but apparently, you know, a quarter of all teenagers spend more than 6 hours a day on screens outside of their time at school. right?
That's so distressing.
Huge. Well, I don't think it's just distressing, but what are they missing out on, right?
I spoke to a guy yesterday. He was an expert on dry eye disease, which is one of the problems they get. Anyway, he says he's comfortable with his teenagers using screens to the extent that it doesn't displace other activities, displace things they might be doing.
Right.
And I would include real connection with real people as one of those things.
Mm, or developing a deep competence. There was a few kids who came aboard the ship who were just really great guitar players, right? Which is so wonderful and awesome when you get to have a chance to maybe, like we did, went to Smokehouse Bay in Great Barrier and we built a bonfire and out came the guitar and they were all having a big old sing-song, right? And they're pumping out songs from all over the show. And, you know, if you don't have people out there who are able to develop their talents or have time to do that, then we all miss out, don't we?
Not to sound like a grumpy old man, but I'll bet, even though they were teenagers, it was the songs from the 1970s and the 1980s that had the best sing-alongs.
Yeah, the Beatles did come out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
right?
True. Yeah, there is a lot of that. The more modern ones, they can get the chorus, but some of the other stuff is a bit too electronic.
Okay, so that's a cool idea. I quite like the idea of sponsoring somebody to do it. Ditchthedevice.org.nz.
Absolutely, that's the one.
Okay. And how are you? Have you had a different approach to your devices since you've been back on Terra Firma?
Well, one of the things they tell you when the kids are getting off the ship and the preparation for departure back into the real world is just to don't take the phone straight away out of your pocket and switch it on. Right, take a moment to say your goodbyes with the people around you that you've just spent this 10-day voyage with, you know, like kind of disconnect with them in a loving way, proper sign off.
Yeah,
because what happens is if you you can have a great experience like that and then you just whip out the phone and you get a blizzard of text messages or notifications come through, and it'd be really sad if they just walked off the ship and then they just kind of, you know, I wouldn't say it negates it, but they're sliding coming off the ship and actually going on, like for me it was going to meet my daughter and had some lunch with her, and I just spent time catching up with her and where she had been at for the, you know, the last 10 days and what's going on in her life, and that was really precious to me.
Well, as soon as you turn your phone back on, there are billions of marketing dollars that have been spent and soaked in working out how to keep you on it, right? You're up against almost
the engagement
forces.
Algorithms,
yeah.
Where they've got many highly paid psychologists who know how to work your monkey brain to keep you clicking on swiping onto the next thing.
Good stuff. Thank you for giving us that to think about today, Daniel. Nice to have you back on Earth, on dry land, and thanks for your thoughts on Tech Tuesday today.
It's lovely to be back in the warm half of my family.